Jo Muirhead, and this is the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast, a podcast for health professionals who want to know how we continue to serve our patients and our clients without sacrificing ourselves to the work. More than a conversation on making money or just burning out, this podcast has been created to progress conversations that we need to have to ensure that we know who we are so that we can serve those who need our help, so that we can actually be the significant difference in the world. And welcome back to the Entrepreneurial Clinician. I am your host, Jo Muirhead. And today I have an incredibly special guest. Special because I feel like I'm sharing a really big part of my recent success. And not just success as a business owner, but success as a human being. And she was probably going to get a little teary with me saying that. But I met Shani Taylor not long after I finished my cancer treatment and thought, that's it, I'm getting back into work, getting back, and I'm going to, you know, reclaim this whole world and stop you, cancer. And I went to Shani, and we'll get to the story on how we met each other in a minute. But by the preface of this, I do want you to understand, if you are listening to this episode with little children or older people or people who do not like profanity and swearing, this is your time to switch it off, because I am not going to ask Shani to change who she is to suit me or you or anyone else. You will learn what an incredible communicator she is and why I think she's got so much value to offer us as health professionals who really want to do exceptional work in the space of caring for others. That was a bit of a long-winded introduction. Hey, Shani.
Jojo, how do you expect me to talk after that? That is a beautiful introduction and totally unexpected, and I'm really, really touched. Thank you.
Oh, Shani, thank you so much. Now, the other thing we're going to say here is we are probably going to be more raw and real today than we usually are, because we've both just returned back from same holiday vacation. This is the first, well, Shani's been awake for, you know, probably 5 or 6 hours. I feel like I've been awake for 30 minutes. So you're probably going to get the best value out of this conversation with us today. So Shani likes to say, how do you describe Shani? Like, what do you say about Shani? And I'm going, well, you're more than a business coach. So most people turn up into Shani's world and go, I'm here to learn about marketing. And they probably spend, I don't know, 3 weeks in Shani's community and go, oh, shit, it's a whole lot more than that, isn't it? Which is profound. And once you embrace that, you realize that this is one of the most incredibly empowering communities that you can be a part of. So, Shani, can you give us a little bit of the Shani version of who you are and how you serve the world?
Jojo, I think thank you for leading me into that, because I think listening to you speak, it's really, really hard for even me, but just people in general, I think, to talk about themselves when they're asked to talk about themselves. We are all born with what I call the curse that we're born with, which is the eccentricity of our very nature. So we all love to actually think about ourselves, talk about ourselves, but it's really funny when the spotlight is on us and then we're like frozen, deer in headlights, what do I say? And so it was a really delicious experience for me to sit here and listen to you speak, because I think you really nailed it. I think people come into my world, business owners in all different industries, by the way. We've got health professionals, lawyers, experts turned coaches, consultants, the finance industry, the wellness industry, like literally every industry is represented in our community, as you know, Jojo. And everybody turns up with the same end in mind, which is help me make sales. And they think that what they need, or they think that what they have, is a marketing problem, and that they need to fill that with an ability to increase sales. And as you said, about 3 weeks in, they realize pretty quickly that tactics are important and strategy is hugely important, especially when you're working in a business, because whether you've got online or in-person brick and mortar businesses, at the end of the day, we've got to stay abreast of different strategies, because strategies change all the time on how to bring in more people into your business, right? But none of the strategy matters if you're not working on your inner strategy. And the sales and the business growth that you achieve is purely a reflection of how deeply you've been able to meet yourself first.
And I know that there are going to be many people who have just heard you say that and go, one of two things are going to happen. Purely because this is what happened to me. They're going to go, no,
yeah,
just give me the tactic. I don't believe you. Just give me the tactic. What time should I post on Facebook? How many times should I post on Facebook? How do I hack the algorithm? And maybe I should join TikTok instead. So if that has been your reaction, welcome. You are in the right place. The other reaction is, oh, hell, that sounds way too hard. I don't want to do that work. I'm already crying and I don't want to be here, or I'm angry and I don't want to be here. Welcome. Because this episode is also going to be for you. So you haven't quite told us what you're putting out to the world yet, but I'm going to ask a different question. Do you find those emotional reactions, like the two I just described, then are fairly common for people in your community?
I think you're so spot on. People are trying to hack an algorithm and they don't realize that in order to affect the platform algorithm, the best way to do it is to be able to affect their human algorithm first. And then also we've got these stories about, but I've already done so much inner work, but I already went to NLP, Tony Robbins. You know, I've already
therapy ad nauseum forever and a day. Yeah.
Right. I'm in therapy. What more do I need? Right. And it's not to take away from any of those things that people have already done, because they're valuable. But we've got to get out of this mentality of that there's a destination, that we reach a point where we don't need to look at ourselves any longer. And in fact, if you are in business, I believe we have a responsibility to be consistently looking inward and doing the deep inner work, because how the fuck can you expect to go out and serve humanity if you aren't serving yourself in the deepest way possible? And while therapies and books and Tony Robbins and all of those things are part of the picture, most of the stuff that we go and do when it comes to personal development is actually about, first of all, it's very general. It's not really ever in the context of your business. And so I think what's really unique about our community is I'm not necessarily teaching anything new, but I'm teaching it in the lens of your business. And so it lands differently and you're able to apply that work that you're doing on you in the lens of your business. It's like, I will teach you how to build beautiful relationships, but I'm not a relationship coach. But when I teach it to you in the context of how you do that in your business with yourself first and then in your business, your relationships flourish in your business and so often in the rest of your life. So the lens in which we learn makes a big difference in how we apply, right? And then the other thing as well, this concept of, but I've already done the work. I believe that you and me and every single human being listening to this podcast right now, we already have everything we need within us. So doing the work, the deep inner work, is not about trying to fill a gap to fix you. There's nothing missing. Like, it's not about fixing. You already have everything you need. Even the tactics, you already know what to do. You actually already know what to do. You got to get up, you got to be consistent, you got to speak to humans, you've got to, you know what to do. But you don't know how to find those parts within you on your own. Because if you did, you would dissipate into stardust, because you would be enlightened and you would no longer exist. And so mentorship that leads you home to the truth of who you are and home to your heart is the source of your business growth before any tactic. Now, not to say tactics aren't important. As you know, Jojo, tactics and strategy is a huge component. It's 50% of everything that I teach, 50%. The other 50% has to be about coming home to you. And unfortunately, with a lot of the personal development world, all the deep work that we've done already. And I know because I've been in it since I was 11 years old. I've been doing the work thinking I had to fix something. The problem with the deep inner work that we've already done in the personal development world is most of it is actually telling us that we need to get rid of half of who we are, which is our shadow, the parts that we don't like. And that is a never-ending battle, which is why people feel frustrated and can't grow their business, because we're walking around with a rhetoric that I should be better by now. I've already done so much. What's wrong with me? And rejecting parts of who we are. Your divinity is not just your light, it's your shadow as well, and your ability to love all of it, both shadow and light. When you do that, you are naturally magnetic to the rest of the world. I've gone on a tangent.
No, not at all. I think it's an incredibly important, and I'm nodding. So those of you who are not watching the video but listening to this, I'm sitting here nodding going, because I was one of those people who turned up with incredible self-rejection, which we understood as self-loathing, which is not the topic of this conversation today. We will pull ourselves out of that. But I think for a lot of health professionals, one of the challenges that we have is that we are taught from day one how to, you know, have our, what I call our health professional face, or other people call it the white coat face or the white coat syndrome, where we're so terrified of transference or, you know, harming the client or patient in some way that we have to become emotionally robotic. Yeah. And then I think we get so good at, I know in my experience, in 30 years of doing that, I just totally shut that down. Yeah. So a lot of the work that you and I've been doing in teaching me how to connect with the people I want to work with is me actually learning what I like, what I don't like. What does this pain really mean? Do I have an opinion about that? And does that opinion actually elicit a strong response? And the strong response is okay. So a lot of that work is like, oh, my shadow. Actually, I thought I stuck that in the cupboard and padlocked it away because, you know, I thought I dealt with that. So thank you for bringing all of that up. But I am going to take you back on a different question now. So you're not a health professional. I know, and I need to be really clear about that, because a lot of health professionals want to learn from other health professionals, and we've got health professionals in the health professional business building, private practice building industry, shall we call it that. We've got this really uncomfortable thing going on at the moment where so many of us feel like we've been preyed upon by unscrupulous health professionals who went and did a course, or they learned how to do something once and then they want to teach it and they can't replicate their results. And I guess I just want to speak into that for a little bit and help people understand that, no, you're not a health professional, Shani, but what kind of life experience do you bring people like me?
Well, yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Jojo. I'm not a health professional, you're right. I have an understanding of the healthcare industry because I have spent time, I ran a major contract at the Canberra Hospital, so my stakeholders were health professionals, and it really, I really understand the culture within the industry. But in terms of your question, what life experience do I have? I mean, where do we start, Jo?
That's why I opened it that way, because you can start wherever you want.
I mean, look, we've all got a story, and I think, for those that are interested, we can even pop some links. Like, I've been here for my story. It's quite interesting. But I think probably the most relevant thing to this question around health and healthcare and why am I necessarily an authority to be able to serve healthcare professionals. In 2011, I was held in a house for 2 days by a family member and repeatedly sexually assaulted, which left me with debilitating PTSD, couldn't leave the house, obsessive compulsive disorder, major depressive disorder. And it was actually that experience that was the catalyst for huge growth in my life. Not that I wasn't already on a journey I've always had a huge appetite for understanding humans. And so I've been learning about human behavior and connection since the age of 11. But I think when you meet the darkness of your soul, you have two choices. You can either defeat and play victim, or you can make sure that that experience isn't in vain and that you do something remarkable with it. And for me, I chose to do something remarkable with it, which meant it led me down a path of learning as much as I could and continue to learn as much as I could about every different ology out there, psychology, sociology, biology, physiology. So I don't necessarily have a certificate, but I've gone and learned and continue to consume as much learning as possible and then apply that information as it relates to the human condition, which for me is our inner world. And that started because I needed to understand my own inner world after such significant trauma. And so, again, it brings us back to this concept that if you want more sales, it starts with the deep inner work, because you can only meet people as deeply as you've met yourself. And you can only understand what buyers are looking for and why they're going to choose you over your competitor. Because, by the way, there's a gazillion physios, a gazillion, you know what, like,
yes, yes.
Why are they going to choose you over your competitor? It's not necessarily for the way that you can adjust somebody in a chiropractic session. Ultimately, your magnetism comes through your energy. Your unique selling proposition is your energy. You can't, people lie, energy doesn't. So if you are trying to put on a facade and a persona to the rest of the world that looks like, hey, I'm happy, I love my business, my clients are great, my staff love me, but you've burnt up and burnt out, you're hating your life and you feel trapped because you feel like you've got to look after everybody else so you can't be honest about what's going on for you, so you're keeping it bottled inside, which is just creating more anxiety and alarm in your body anyway. You're not sleeping because that thing that you're labeling as anxiety and alarm is actually just feedback trying to get you back to the truth of who you are. How do you expect to be able to show up and build a bigger business? Because your business will only be as big as you see yourself as.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate byproduct of us working together. And I've used that language quite deliberately because I didn't think that that was truth. I actually wanted to prove you wrong, right? I so wanted to prove you. Shani's nodding her head going, yeah. But you knew very early on that I was overcommitted, even though I felt like I wasn't doing enough, that it wasn't just a messaging problem that I had a problem with. I was not wanting to make sales because I just felt so overwhelmed.
Right.
And I guess I'm a really great example of somebody who put all the tactics into place. I turned up consistently. I turned up 10 days into a migraine and didn't realize that that was something I should not be doing. And still wasn't getting the kind of revenue sales that I expected from that. And it turned out, as we have experienced, that when Jo takes her hands off and goes and looks after her health, which is what she preaches to the world, by the way, things happen. I tried to close a program. Well, I did close a program. The day before that program closed, somebody I never knew, I'd never spoken to, had no clue existed in the world, bought the program and another resource from me. And I remember sending you a message going, what the actual? And you laughed going, well, of course. Because I'd taken all of that intensity away from myself. Right. That feeling of, oh, my God, if one more person turns up, I'm going to have to serve them. And where am I going to serve them? And where am I going to get the energy from?
The Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast is proudly sponsored by Purple Co., the Purpose for People company. If you or someone you know is struggling to make sense of the world of work, of employment, after a diagnosis and injury, or they're recovering from some type of force change in their world, then the consultants of Purple Co. are the people you want to engage with. Learn more about how we help people take back control of their lives by visiting our website, www.purpleco.com.au.
And I bring this up now because the way you have explained marketing to me is not the labor of despair that many of us think it is. It doesn't have to be the really hard work that's done after I've seen 7 clients in a day and I'm emotionally exhausted. What you taught me was so simple yet profound. And then when I've gone and taught it to my community, they've all gone, oh. And that's just, it's not the simplicity of, it's the sophistication of changing marketing with the word connecting.
Mm.
Yeah. Can you help us understand that, please?
Yes, thank you. It's a great point. Because especially for health professionals, more so than anyone else, but this is true for everybody, but especially for health professionals, you have been taught to diagnose, not connect.
Boom. Say it again, Shani, for those who weren't listening.
But you have been taught to diagnose humans rather than connect. Now, this is not a shame-based conversation. I don't want anybody listening to feel wrong about this. And equally, you might be, as you're hearing this, you might be feeling a little bit of resistance hearing me speak right now. And if that's you, make a home for that resistance, because that resistance, that trigger, is just trying to activate you towards more of your light. And in order to get to more of your light, we have to go through the dark. And the dark is, fuck you, lady, you don't know what you're talking about, or some version of that. But that's an opportunity to get curious now and just to lean in instead of lean away, because all of the healthcare certificates and studies and degrees that you go through are teaching you to diagnose a patient. And unfortunately, what happens is you then bring that diagnostic attitude into the piece in your business that it's not welcome to be in, which is the connection piece. And this is why more people are going to choose to work with you over your competitor, because we can all show up and be diagnosed, but actually we're starving for connection. We're starving to be seen as a human race. Joe, you did it so beautifully at the start of this podcast when you put the disclaimer that I swear, and you said, I'm not going to ask her to be anything other than who she is for me or for anyone. Isn't that a beautiful degree of love to receive? Like, for those of you listening, can you imagine what it feels like to have somebody say to you, I'm not going to tell you to be anything other than who you are? Now, that starts before somebody pays you a dollar. As
yes.
a service provider, you are here to make a home for people to feel safe so they do want to pay you the dollar. And that is what marketing actually is. It's seeing humans for who they are. And again, it brings us back to this whole piece where you don't have a sales problem, you have a listening problem. You have a I don't understand humans problem. And you know, Joe, you shared something really beautiful a couple of months ago in one of the programs that I ran. You turned up live, by the way, at a very early hour. And I asked for people in the community if they wanted to share what it had been like working with me. And you said, I'm a health professional and I thought I knew human behavior, but Shani knows human behavior.
Yeah.
And so I think it makes the point again where it's like, even for the psychologist that might be listening today, I'm not sitting here saying that I know more than someone, but what I'm saying is come and learn it through the lens of how to grow your business.
Yeah.
Because you're learning it through the lens of diagnosing patients, but people are not going to come and work with you at the entry point for your diagnostics.
Agreed. Preaching. Got it. Understood. And that's been like I had this wake up call well before I started working with you, which was so many of us are starting to talk to people at the point of diagnosis. We're labeling their symptoms in a diagnostic way when they're not ready to hear that yet.
They didn't ask for it. They didn't pay to diagnose them. So now we have a permission-based problem.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's even deeper than that. So keep going.
Right. So it's like, how would you feel? Put yourself in the shoes of a consumer who's already vulnerable. already feeling a degree of vulnerability because they have a problem.
Yes. Yes.
Right? And now you go and tell them in your marketing, which we're calling connecting now, whether it's your content on your website, hey, everybody needs to go and check their website after listening to this episode. If it's the content you're putting on your social media, the emails you're sending out, the conversations you might be having at networking events, where you are labeling and giving advice and speaking to people as though you know what's best for them when they didn't ask for it. How did you?
When you put it like that, it's like everybody's going, I would hate that. Don't do that to me. It brings back the surgeon I love to talk about who told me that my post mastectomy reconstruction, I needed to, my goal was perky boobs. She didn't last long because she didn't see me and she didn't know me. And if you know me for half a minute, you realize that that's not the thing to say to Joe.
Right.
But that's exactly what we're doing. We're going, you've got a pain problem and your pain problem relates to your inability to squat in this particular way. Or the favorite one in my industry at the moment is exercise cures everything. You just need to do more exercise. Go exercise your pain away. Now, I am being facetious because we don't all believe that, but there is a really strong drive for that. And I'm one of those people where exercise crippled me. Because that wasn't the entry point.
Right.
And it made me feel like I was failing at my own recovery.
Yeah, shame-based. Shame-based. Listen, if you're listening to this today and you take nothing else away from this conversation, which I sure as shit hope you've taken a lot already, but if you take nothing else away, then let it be this. Your marketing, which we will use loosely, needs to stop being about the pain and the problem, and it needs to start being about the desire that they have for their future.
And so many of you will have learnt pain problem-based marketing because it was 1980s marketing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, most of the marketing people around trying to sell you this stuff stopped there.
Yeah.
Because it worked back then.
Yeah.
So they've continued to grow their businesses, or they're just trying to put new people into their sales funnels using problem and problem-based marketing. And I can assure you, people, it ain't working.
Well, or if it's working, what you're doing is, from a human behavior perspective, when you lead with the pain and the problem, you're actually drawing in a certain type of client or a certain type of patient. So you're drawing. Now, I know if you're a healthcare professional, you're here to help with health problems, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, we want to draw in the people with health problems because you're here to serve and impact them.
Hmm.
But what I want you to understand is that in your connection activities, in the messaging that you're putting out to the world before somebody pays you a dollar to help them with their problem, if you keep leading with the problem as your message, you attract a particular type of patient, which is typically a patient who doesn't want to heal. Typically a patient who will not be an empowered entity in their healing journey, and they're going to expect you to be God. Whereas if you lead with desire, what you're doing is you're speaking to the individuals that are self-led, self-motivated, and intrinsically have a desire to heal themselves, and you are a passenger in that journey, not the leader of it. So they're going to take full accountability and responsibility. They're going to do the exercises and the rehab outside of the sessions that you ask them, as opposed to pain-based messaging that draws in people who are in victim mentality.
Wow. So for many of you listening, you will have had the same reaction that I did if you couldn't see my face going, yep, that's exactly what happens. And I just had the incredible lightness because once I had learned this myself, and the people coming into my world were people who were taking accountability, taking the heaviness off my shoulders, where it stopped feeling like it was my responsibility to help them do it. Or do it was like I was able to openly say, I'm a tool, I'm a vessel, I'm a resource. You can use me or not use me. Like, your outcomes are no longer contingent on my self-worth, or your outcomes don't create my self-worth.
Right.
Yeah, that was a huge thing for me to get through. So we've got this, we've built marketing up to be this horrible word because most health professionals didn't go to marketing school. We went to health professional school.
Hey, I didn't go to marketing school either.
Well, this is true. But what nicely done. And then for us, we get really confused between marketing and sales, and when we start to feel icky, we think they're the same thing. So what I want this conversation to do today is just totally scrap the words.
Yeah.
And I want every health professional or every person who is in a service-based business to replace both of those words with connecting.
Connecting.
You know, if you know how to build rapport, you know how to connect. And all we need to do is take that from somebody being in front of us in a conversation, because that's where we're most practiced at, and learn, because you won't get it right the first time.
Yes.
Learn how to do this in either text-based or a video-based conversation, or in some other way that, you know, other platform thing that people can connect. Like, we're connecting with you right now with this conversation.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just about being in person face-to-face with people. And in fact, if you want to build a bigger practice, you're going to have to equip yourself with an ability to reach people beyond just them walking past your shop front.
And it's not even a bigger practice doesn't mean more numbers. So for those of you who went, oh, it could be if you want to go from, so this is what we've helped people do, Shani, is, you know, start selling $10,000 packages instead of $100 sessions. Move away from working with people which purely on an insurance-based model where the rebates are pitiful. Yeah. And I'm talking about Australia, US and UK here, and help them become the $300 session private person without guilt.
Right. And that's where the inner work has to come in, because you will not raise your rates or increase your prices unless you believe that you are worthy of that.
Yeah, the first objection we always have to handle is the objection that we have about ourselves. And that's not something you're going to do in a 30-minute podcast, by the way.
No, because this is information, not transformation.
That's correct. Wow, what a gorgeous segue. We had no way we could have planned that. So we've been talking for some time now about the different, we've got, how do I start this? What makes your community unique? Why do people get the results they get with you, Shani? And this is you don't get 100% results, because you actually make people take responsibility, right?
100%.
But what makes your community different to the other types of learning platforms that are around?
You're right, Jojo. I mean, look, no matter, it's just like, you know, your listeners right now, you're never going to be able to heal 100% of the people that you see. So there's no guarantees. But our community, we have like a 98% retention rate for people staying more than 12 months. Mm. So I think that speaks to, okay, maybe there's something that we're doing a little bit differently. And what it is there's a difference between information versus transformation. And you know, I am sure, you know, you're like me and the listeners are like us in that there's been a time where we've loved to consume more knowledge, and actually because it releases dopamine in our bodies. So it gives us a bit of a hit, makes us feel good. Information like reading another book, going and doing another course, even listening to this podcast. Now, don't turn it off. Listen carefully. But this is all information. It's not actually embedding the transformation. It's not affecting the change into your tangible reality. And so what I started to see and understand, because I have done some work and, you know, some learning around adult learning, and what we know is that you only retain about 10% of what you learn within a week of learning it. And so it's not that there's something wrong with you. It's not, and it's also not that somebody's better than you. It's literally that your brain will only hold 10% of that information once you've learned it. Now, that's also assuming that you then go and teach what you've learned and or apply what you've learned. So the deepest form of integration into your psyche to then be able to put the transformation in your life is to teach and apply. So what I saw was fundamentally missing from almost every program I've ever taken and from all of my competitors was they teach you information, but they don't facilitate you then putting the transformation into your business. So we have a space which I call Done With You space. In fact, every one of my offers has attached to it a Done With You space, an implementation room, and not just once, every single week, multiple times a week for people to plug into. And I don't mean, this is not group coaching. I want to be really clear. It is not group coaching. You know, when you're in a group program, you learn some stuff, you show up, and then the coach just delivers more information to a group. That's group coaching. What we do is you learn the information, but then you come into the sessions and you're doing the connecting in the sessions with me while being able to ask questions as you do the connecting in real time, because you might hit a wall and go, well, wait, I don't know how to solve that problem. So you're in a space where you can get the help in real time. But also I do apply the adult learning techniques where I'm getting people to share what they've been learning as well, because then it embeds into their psyche. Other people in the community hear insights that they had missed, and then they're able to embed them. But I kind of look at it like this. You know, when we get our learner's permit and we have to do 12 months of driving with an accredited and an experienced driver in the car. Now, the reason I'm going through it with my son at the moment, by the way, he's on his L's and I'm in the car with him as he's driving. The reason you have to have an experienced driver in the car with you in real time while you're driving for 12 months is because that driver has to tell you, A, what you are doing well, so you can keep doing more of that to amplify your skill of driving, but equally to say, well, don't do that. That's dangerous. It's not going to work. So you get their eyes on you while you're driving in real time. And that is the same as my business coaching community. Have I explained? You know what it's...
Yeah, absolutely. You've done a really great job. That's a great analogy. And for the health professionals listening, none of us were let loose with a client until we had done some supervision. Most of us wanted more. Like, holy hell, you can't let me loose with the people. But right. It's exactly the same principle. And I think that was what was... Because I was resistant, like, let's just call it what it was. I was like, I just want one-on-one. I just want the results. I want them fast. I want them me. I want all the attention on me, 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 me. And then I started turning up to the group calls and wowzers, talk about exponential growth, both in terms of, like you mentioned, there were issues that people were facing or questions they were asking that maybe I'd been too scared to ask or that I didn't even know I needed to ask. And it's like, oh, how do we do? You know, simple things. Where do I find that on Facebook? So can somebody point me in the right direction again? But the beauty of what you offer is like nobody's ahead of the game and nobody's so far behind. Like everybody's just where they're at. So if you need to sit there and go, right, let's go through this again, click on that bit, then open up the next bit, then write the next bit. And then you'll even go as far to say, have you done the 7 steps before you even get here? Like get onto a platform to post a piece of content. Yeah. Before we help you post a piece of content, could you please go and do these 7 steps so that I know when you turn up on the platform, the content's going to land. Yeah. So it's some people might think that that's hand-holding, but humans, this is the level of safety and security that we are craving, especially as health professionals, because we are skilled at what we know. But right now, since the pandemic, we have been trying to work out what it is we know and what we feel about this world while we are treating people who are adversely reacting to this world. So if we think that we can turn up and write a piece of content that's going to sell 100 people into a program once, we are totally missing who we are and not giving ourselves any of the space that we need to actually learn how to do that. I'm very, very forceful about that because I was that person.
Yeah.
It's like I should be able to just write something and all the people come.
Yeah,
not realizing.
Nobody's listening to us unless we know how, using human behavior and tactic. By the way, it's not enough to just write a piece of content. There is human behavior strategies and aesthetics that you need to understand in order to even capture the attention, let alone keep it, because people are now on average every day scrolling the length of the Statue of Liberty and they have the attention span of 1.8 seconds after the C word. Prior to the C word, we had an average attention span of 7 seconds. It's now down to 1.8. How the heck do you think you're going to get the attention of the people you're trying to help if you just post content from the heart or because I felt like saying something today? It doesn't work that way.
No, it really doesn't. So, Shani, what is the number one thing that if you could get in a room with 1,000 health professionals, because that's pretty much what you've got right now, what would be the number one piece of advice or encouragement that you would like to give us?
About
connecting, about changing the word connecting, of marketing to connecting. Let's make that transition.
Yeah, I think, there's a law in physics and it's also, spoken about in universal laws, which is the law of reflection or the mirror principle. And so as human beings, we are very well versed in wanting to project, meaning that we are constantly looking to go solve something outside of ourselves as though that's where the answer is. And it always has to come home to you first. So you can close this podcast and think, that's great, I'm just going to go and connect with people. But if you haven't also connected with yourself, and I mean really connected with yourself, we hear this self-love jargon and we think it's bubble baths and massages, but self-love is, how do I speak to me when I'm at my worst? How do I make a home for my less than desirable thoughts, behaviors? And whenever we try to avoid those conversations we're having with ourselves, we won't be able to show up and have conversations with others. So it's not one or the other. The work is simultaneously working on coming home to the truth of who you are while also learning how to be a better connector with humans, and then you just become magnetic.
That easy, people. Because I know you're all sitting there.
It's going to be easy.
Yeah, I know. But as somebody who has sat on who has been doing this work now since 2021, it's definitely worth it. The transformation and change that is upon me right now, and the period of transition that I'm in right now, would not have been possible if I had not started turning up and working out how to connect with myself while I'm learning how to connect with others. So no doubt many of you will have loved Shani today and you're going, how do I know this woman? What do I do? So you need to head to the show notes on the website, joemuirhead.com, or find the entrepreneurial clinician. That's really hard to type, so maybe joemuirhead.com is easier. Shani has written a book called From Ignored to Adored. It is a weekend read, but then it will be months long of connecting with that content. I like the way I said that there. It is not a difficult read, but it is, again, it's a sophisticated book and it's quite profound in its simplicity, but it makes you go, oh, shit, I've got work to do here. Shani also has we've been talking about her community today. It's called Business Builder, and there is a special Shani will take care of you if she knows you've come from Joe Link. Yes. So we want you to, that's also, don't type that into your search bar. but you can find that on the show notes, on the website, and if come follow me on socials and you'll get that information. So Shani, I want to say a great thank you for you today. Thank you for your kindness and compassion, and thank you for your willingness to see where this podcast took us today. Now, my most important question for you today, if we were going to have a coffee at a cafe, which might be happening, say, this weekend, what am I ordering for you?
An almond milk chai or a peppermint tea.
Awesome. You might have to order that yourself because there was no coffee in that.
I gave up coffee two weeks ago.
I know. That's okay. You and Alyssa can sit at the chai table. That's all okay. Thank you so much, Shani. I appreciate your time and your energy and your willingness to talk to us today. Thank you, everybody, for listening to You, the Entrepreneurial Clinician. Go forth, be your awesome self. And that is another episode of the Entrepreneurial Clinician podcast done. I just want to say a big thank you to all the people who make this podcast possible. Debbie, Annie, Vince, and Jen, you are my A-team. Without you, I couldn't make this work. And in the spirit of respect, please ask for and receive permission before you use any of my intellectual property, because you know what? Not giving appropriation to creators is just not cool. school. Until next episode, go be your awesome self. Oh, and before you forget, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. That's kind of important. Go do that.